Welcome back to this 2020 podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have the privilege of speaking to Journey Lockhart. She's a child actress. She's an amazing, incredible dancer, super flexible. She can fly through the air and do the splits. Why don't we listen to a little bit of her singing ability right now?
Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, Wendy, darling, even Captain Hook, you are my perfect storybook. Neverland, I love you so. You are now my home, sweet home forever. The lost boy at last. And for always, I will say, Neverland is home to lost boys like me. And lost boys like me are free.
Very nice, very cute. So now, why don't we just get her on the phone and let's see what type of journey she's going to take us on. And here we go. Hey, it's Johnny Keith with Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Good.
Good. Is this Journey Lockhart?
Yes, it is.
How old are you?
I'm 9.
9 years old. That's pretty good. So I think out of acting, singing, and dancing, I think the number one thing for you is dancing, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
You have a lot of dance videos. Like you have like 100 of them or something. I guess you won't even know which one I'm talking about. Hey, so your pictures on your backstage profile, really, really good. Who took your pictures?
My photographer took my pictures, actually.
That's really good. So it's like you can play the nice little Disney girl, but you could also play the mean girl too, huh?
Yes, I can.
What has been your experience up to now as far as, I know you have tons of dancing experience.
Yes, I do.
But what has your acting experience been?
My acting experience is very fun, very, very exciting. I like doing acting very much. I like booking jobs. I like auditioning. I like being in plays.
Yeah, tell me some of the stuff you've done.
I have been singing since quarantine. I have been doing online singing lessons, and I went into the studio to do my singing for you guys. So, yeah.
I just played a little clip of that just before we got on the air. It's really sweet. Did you have fun doing that?
Yes, I did. That was very fun.
Because you know you're so great at dancing. Is singing new to you?
Yes, it is new to me. I just wanted to start singing, always sing in my room while I clean my room. I was like, well, I sound pretty good to me, so I just sang in front of my mom. She was like, well, that sounds pretty good.
Where do you think you're going to be like when you're like in your 20s? I know it's so far away, but where would you like to be?
I would like to be, since I'm a dancer and am an actor, I would like to be, for a dancer, I would like to keep on training because I'm at a training studio, JBP Entertainment, and I would like to be still training there and try to get up to Broadway and be like an actor or a dancer or a singer on Broadway. And then for an actor, I would like to be on Disney Channel and have my own little show.
Mm-hmm. I could definitely see you on the Disney Channel. So how'd you get that agent, the Evolution Talent?
Off of Instagram. They just really like my stuff. So
yeah, your Instagram stuff's very nice. You post a lot of pictures, huh?
Yes, I do.
Lots and lots. Yeah, I finally did get to the end. It's the very end where you're wearing the blue jean jacket. That's the very first picture, huh? Am I ever going to get there?
I know. There's a lot of pictures on my Instagram.
So what's the ones where you're standing in front of those trophies? Are you in some kind of a dance routine?
I do competition dance. And I do convention, and I win titles, and I win first place, second place.
Are you dancing with a group, or are you dancing individual?
I dance actually a solo, and I dance with groups. So I dance both of those.
Are you one of the flyers that fly up in the air?
Yes, I am.
I have some nieces that do that. They've been doing it since they were like 3 or 4 years old. One of them's still a flyer. They've been doing it their whole life. And you get to travel a lot of places.
Yes, I do.
Well, who's your biggest supporter? Is it both your parents, or your mom, or dad?
It actually is both of my parents. That is my supporters and my dance teacher and my friends and my schoolmates, my teacher at school, my family.
Good, because you have to have like a little cheerleader. So North Carolina, don't they do a lot of acting stuff up there?
They do a lot of acting and dancing.
I just talked to some girl. She lives in between Nashville and Memphis, which is kind of like, there's no like big towns, but she's like, oh, I can go to Atlanta. Oh, I can go to New York. Same thing with you. So your parents are all in. If you get some jobs, you'll go to New York or Atlanta, wherever the job takes you?
Yes, I will.
Mm-hmm. So what about schooling? Do you go to a public school or did you get homeschooled?
I go to a Christian school.
So what if you were like got on a television series and you had to be schooled like on the set because you know you can only work for so many hours a day? Would you be open to that if you were like on a television series or something, just getting schooled right there on the set?
Yes, I would. If I got a really good job, I would definitely be homeschooled and I would be fine with that.
You can always go back to public school anytime. You were always kind of like a dancer, but what made do you gravitate towards the acting?
I like to act when I dance. So like I like to do expressions.
Mm.
I like to move with my body a lot. And I like to, like I said, I like to act during my dance. I like to draw attention to the judges.
So that would be the same thing if you're acting. The camera would be basically like one of the judges. So if you're acting, it's like that camera's judging me and I better do good because I want to win.
Yes.
It's probably going to be next year till things get going. So what are you going to do in the meantime? Just stay with your classes?
Yes. I'm just going to keep on doing Zoom classes, keep on practicing. Keep on learning.
So I was like a hyperactive child, and my mom always like, can't you sit still just for 5 minutes? She would always say that. Is your mom kind of the same way with you? Are you bouncing all over the place all the time?
Yes, I am. During Zoom meetings, I'm always bouncing around in the chair, and she's like, just sit still.
That's kind of hard to do, though, especially when you have all that extra energy.
Yeah.
My wife's like that. I get up in the morning before she wakes up, and it's really quiet. I'm like, and then she gets up and she's probably just like you. Bum, 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 bum. She's all around, all over the place. She's here, she's there. I'm like, oh my God, what's going on behind me? Zoom, zoom, zoom. So some people are just like that. You're definitely like that. You're crazy with all your dances.
Yes, I am.
You didn't even have any shoes on and you're just, it was like a funky dance.
Yeah.
I was just laughing through the whole thing. It was so funny. I'm like, yes. Look at all that energy. But that's going to be good when you get on the set because you're going to need all that energy.
Yeah, I will need energy.
That's great. You know what would be cool for you because you're so limber, if they had like a karate movie because you could kick real high.
Yeah, that would be cool if there was a karate movie and I got it since I'm a dancer and I could kick those legs.
Plus you had those videos, remember, where you were in those boxing gloves?
Yeah, I was actually in a competition for that and I got fourth place.
That's great. But doing the film, so technical, and a lot of people aren't that limber and as controlled as you are.
Uh-huh.
You'd be able to do your own stunts. Or if there's another girl up there who doesn't know how to do that, you could be the stunt person. They'll be like, Journey, come on in, and you could be the stunt double that beats everybody up. And then it cuts back to her and it looks like she did it. You're like, hey, I just did all the work. I'm the one who beat those guys up, not you.
Yeah.
But it would be best if you were both. You were the star and the stunt double. I hear that, casting people? She'll save you all that money.
Yeah.
So how do you get your jobs?
Actually, I get them from it just comes in through my mom's phone, and she either deletes them or she gets them. And if she asks me, do you want to do this job or do you want to do that job or do you want to do this job or do you not want to do that job? So I just kind of pick them when they come in through her email and stuff.
Oh, that's great. Okay. So she's like your momager, and she works with your agency, and she goes out there wherever she can. And that's kind of great. She filters them all out, and then she gives you the choice if you want to do it or not.
Yes, that's exactly right.
I've been talking to a lot of 13-year-olds today, and they had just turned 13 and they were 12, and I'm like, hey, what's the difference between teens and tweens? Sometimes they go, oh, not so much. Most of them, they'll say, hey, you know, 13, I feel like that I have more control and more choices. And here you are at 9 years old and you already got all that power. It's pretty good.
Oh, thank you.
See, that just tells you that you and your mom, like you just said, she's not just your mom and your agent, she's your friend as well.
Yes. That is right.
Because there's some pushy bombs out there.
There really are.
Yeah.
Wrapping up here, is there anything else you'd like to say before we go?
Yes. Like I said, I do want to be a triple threat. I've been in many a play. I've been in Aladdin. I've been in Beauty and the Beast. I've been on Unfriendly Beast at my school. I actually got, when I was in competition dance, I got a scholarship for Discovery Spotlight. I won overall my monologue with the kids and the adults, and I won overall.
Hey, you sent one in to me as well, the Bones, the Pirate Girl.
Yes, I did send that in.
Hi, my name is Journey Lockhart. I'm 9 years old, and I'm reading for Bones, the Pirate Girl. I'm sick of being at sea. I want to feel solid ground. Oh, to take a nice, warm bath. Instead of washing in this freezing cold seawater. You see what the sea has done to my hair? No more pirate's life for me. No more yo-ho with these yo-yos. I want to drink from a chilled glass goblet and have some ice-cold milk. Fresh, cool milk with ice. A glass of ice water would even be nice. And you know what you get when you mix milk with ice? This incredible thing called ice cream. You'll never find that on a pirate ship. I'd give anything for a scoop, but you'll never find anything like that on this rust bucket. No milk, no ice cream, not even itty bitty little ice cube. How come the most wonderful things in life spoil so quickly?
Yeah, where'd you get that? I mean, how come you picked that one?
Actually, my mom was like for Discovery Spotlight and auditioned for Beauty and the Beast. My mom pulled up some monologues on my dad's computer in his office and was like, well, hey, I just pulled up some monologues. Do you want to pick out one? And I was like, sure. And so we picked out one and I just started doing it. And then I went into Beauty and the Beast and I did it.
That's cool. So when you were doing that, when you were performing it, because it was just the audio version, I couldn't tell what you were doing. Were you reading it from the piece of paper when you were doing it?
I actually wasn't. My talent teacher was videoing it and I did like expressions and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Because I was thinking, I was like, is she reading this? Is she not reading this? And I was trying to like listen to it. But your voice, you got the character down pretty good. That was great.
Oh, thank you.
So it's great. It's like, so you're this amazing dancer and you're like, you know what? I can be a triple threat. I can do it all. Dancing. Yeah. I can fly through the air. I can do the splits. I can do anything dancing. Got it.
Yes.
You're like, hey, that singing acting thing. What do we got? Oh, hey, okay. Let's get a song. Film me. La, 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 la. All right, now I'm going to do some acting. Film me. That, 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 that. Can't be that hard, right?
Yes, that is true.
That's a great attitude because a lot of people would like stress about it and worry about it and think about it. And you just like, hey, I'm just going to do it.
Yes. That is me.
So great. So I'm from Texas. And when I first moved to California, I was twanging and like little accent. And some of the acting jobs, they said, hey, you're going to have to like speak more American if we're going to hire you. And I'm like, what does that mean? I noticed you have like a little North Carolina accent.
Yes, I do.
Can you turn that off? If a casting person says, okay, you're here, Disney, turn off the North Carolina. We need it here. California, New York.
Yes. I went to Evolution. And when I went to Evolution, I was auditioning for something and I was doing a SpongeBob little theme thing and I had to read it off a paper and she was like, well, you have like a country accent, but you have an American accent and you're kind of combining that together. So can you kind of give not the Dallas, Texas kind of accent and go back to like a little bit of American accent?
You know what I'm talking about then.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, but that's good. Now you're aware of it.
Yes.
Where online would be the best place for someone to find more information about you?
Through dance and my Instagram, like through Journey Talent 2010 and Facebook.
Oh, that's right. Facebook too. So Journey Talent 2010 and on Facebook, it's just your name, Journey Lockhart.
Yes, it is.
And then I'm going to put a link to your backstage profile.
Yes.
So they need to click on that so they can go look at all the cute pictures that I'm talking about.
Yes. And I just started TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, you did? Okay. Oh my God. I bet you're crazy on that.
Yes, I am.
Bouncing all around for 15 seconds. Oh my gosh. I can totally see you. I'm too old to tune into that, but I'm sure you're amazing.
Yes.
I think that you got a great future ahead of you and you got some parents there to support you and you just keep doing what you do.
Yes.
You're a ton of energy. You're amazing. You're confident and I think you're going to go places.
Thank you.
I'm rooting for you. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, Journey. Thank you so much for being on my show. I really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
What a privilege and an honor to interview this future superstar, Journey Lockhart. Thank you so much for doing my show. Tune in until the next episode. Bye-bye for now. Season 4 continues. Listen, learn, because here comes the lesson. Lesson 1. Everybody sit down. JK's going to take you for a ride uptown. Ayo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful. You're the only one to blame when it comes to things that you don't know. Stick to the rules and just say no because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up your beauty. They'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf. And you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson 1. It's time for lesson 2. You have a choice and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star. But for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the heck does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5 line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life's been out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to heck with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yep, final lesson here, of course it's number 3. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottom. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games, but now I'm kicking butt and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, it was a long, hard crawl, but it was all worth it. I'm a fox off the straw, opportunity was there and I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion, and you can be like me and join fame and fortune. Boom! That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye.